Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
The Institute of Advertising Practitioners in Ireland includes all those creative agencies which devise many of the campaigns you see and hear on TV, radio or online. The industry spent €1.6 billion and enjoyed a 24% jump in revenue in 2024. And yet my next guest says it should be a lot more. But does that mean a lot more ads? And will much of that money flow into the coffers of the big tech platforms? IAPI also represents media and PR professionals, and there has been plenty of consolidation in that sector too. And Siobhan Masterson is the chief executive of IAPI. Good morning, Siobhan.
Good morning, Joe.
Remind us of the various, I mentioned some of them, the various different strands of professionals that you have in your group.
So we are a trade association representing advertising and communications businesses. So we're an employers group. And there's been a blurring of the lines within the sector, and particularly with digital and technology developments in the last decade. So our members range from kind of large multinational corporations operating in Ireland who are media players such as WPP and Omnicom, right down to the smaller indigenous creative agencies who are, you know, I suppose, creating the ads. We also have quite a number of public relations agencies who are very connected with consumers and consider themselves in that sector. And then recently we have seen a growth in terms of experience delivery companies. So these are businesses that deliver concerts, festivals, events, and they tend to be exporters. So a lot of these companies, while they might begin life in Ireland, they're now delivering events internationally. And the link between that industry and advertising is really significant because the business model of an experience company is predicated on brand partnerships and advertisements. And we see that in, you know, all of our kind of daily lives and cultural activities that we engage with, sporting activities we were talking about earlier on. All of those models are now predicated on advertising and brand partnerships.
And yet you think it's not big enough at 1.6 billion.
So the 1.6 billion refers to the investment that is made within advertising for the sector. And we are an outlier in OECD terms, and we are underinvesting in Irish terms.
So we don't have enough adverts.
So no, quite the contrary. What this is not about is bombarding the consumer with more ads. And in fact, nobody working in the advertising business wants to create a dynamic where consumers are throwing their eyes up to heaven and saying, oh my God, not another ad.
Yeah.
What the industry wants to do is to create really good quality ads. And that's about, you know, creativity and coming up with, you know, amazing ideas that connect with individuals.
And that are memorable.
And that are memorable. And that's an effective ad. And effective means that it's actually driving growth on behalf of a business that might be advertising, or indeed the public sector, which is a very large client for the industry. They wish to change behaviours for good, right? So it has a positive societal impact.
Don't drink and drive or whatever.
And the other dynamic within the industry is increasing ad spend does not necessarily mean more ads. It can be investing in the early part of the production process, which is around ideas and creativity, and that's the value add. And then it can be choosing to put those ads onto more high value channels.
What's a high value channel? TV,
audio,
obviously.
Yeah. Audio, television, cinema.
National radio?
Exactly. So there are subtleties in this investment positioning, which I think are very important to understand.
Okay, well, let's say that this 1.6 billion grows to 3 billion, wherever it is. How do you prevent the lion's share of that not ending up on the likes of Meta or Google?
So that depends on the consumer. So if you look at it from a business delivering advertising services for a client, depending on what's the space that client is operating in, and the audience that client wishes to target, they will choose their channels on that basis. And so it's hard to determine where they'll end up because ultimately it depends on the kind of advertisement it is and the kind of audience that they're wishing to engage. Mm. I mean, one of the really interesting kind of ad stories in the last number of months is the Data Protection Commission. And they commissioned a very powerful ad around child protection online. Mm-hmm. Very simple idea of a family in a shopping centre. We've all seen it, and a very powerful creative idea.
The fact that I can remember it means it was memorable.
It was a very powerful idea, and that ad was created in Ireland by an Irish advertising agency. It has now been exported internationally, so you can see the potential.
And can you patent an advertising idea? You know, let's say you took that ad of the family going up and down the escalator. Can you then just translate that into Spanish or Japanese or
yes,
whatever?
Yes, you can, and that ad has been dubbed.
And can it be protected? That idea.
It can be protected.
Okay. Now, you also work with a lot of PR professionals. You said there's been a lot of consolidation in that sector. A lot of giant companies are coming in, swooping up smaller agencies here in Ireland. Why is that?
Yeah, so there hasn't been that much consolidation in the PR sector. That is a sector that's really grown in Ireland in the last decade. And, you know, those of us who work in communications have seen that. Mm. It has a very different profile to maybe other members within our association. Mm-hmm. And its growth trajectory has been extremely positive. And they perhaps don't suffer from some of the same dynamics as maybe other agencies across the advertising and communications space. So we do see some of the domestic agencies that are homegrown in Ireland having been sold and bought by
international. Powerscore by Sodali, for example.
Exactly,
Red Flag.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's a very good story for us, right? Mm. That's scaling.
It's certainly a good story for the owners.
It certainly is. But when you think about the Irish business model, and even if you think about the news yesterday around another corporation tax windfall and a small number of companies paying over, you know, 40% of our international tax, actually, what's a really powerful story about this sector is that they can deliver growth for Irish Indigenous enterprise.
Thanks, Siobhan.
Which is where we want to go.
Superb. That's
Siobhan
Masterson, the Chief Executive of the Institute of Advertising Practitioners in Ireland. That's it for now and for this week. I want to thank my colleagues Cormac, Niamh, Aisling, Emer and Steve for helping me get the show on the road.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk
with Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland. Helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.